You're listening to Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic, on the phone with a very special guest this morning, a voice and also a name that may be familiar to many classical fans and also classical crossover fans. It's the pianist Christopher O'Reilly. Hello and welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, Kurt. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, good to be with you as well. So we have news that you're going to be visiting the upper north region of Michigan, up in the Crystal Falls area for a special performance. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself for our listeners who might not be aware?
Well, I'm a pianist, mostly classical, but I've done a lot of arrangements work. I had a rather famous Sony recording, True Love Waits, which was my arrangement of songs by the band Radiohead. I did another whole record of Radiohead things, and then subsequent records of my arrangements of songs by Nick Drake and Elliott Smith, and then my latest recording of arrangements was lots of different bands, Pink Floyd, Nirvana, Tori Amos, Smiths, Cocteau Twins, things like that. So I've been doing those arrangements over the last 20 years or so, and born of my interest in lots of different genres of music. And so that's what's brought me to work with From the Top alum, violinist Lindsay Deutsch and her band Take Three.
Yes, and we're kind of talking in the same wheelhouse a little bit. What I try to do on the airwaves has to do with blending classical with other genres and maybe trying to expand the horizons or maybe break down some of those barriers or walls of perceived classical music and kind of where the audience is coming from with that. It sounds like that's kind of what you're doing as a part of your own work at the piano and also in this performance with Take Three.
Well, it's been a long-standing thing, and I think it probably even goes back to my time at the New England Conservatory of Music. I grew up as a classical player and also played jazz professionally, and so I went to New England Conservatory because their president of the time, Gunther Schuller, was a great believer in the Duke Ellington adage, there are only two kinds of music in the world, good music and the other kind, which was, at the time, Duke was, sort of addressing the sort of fractured jazz scene, the uptown scene that everybody like Igor Stravinsky gravitated to, and then the toe in the water sort of Carnegie Hall experience of jazz downtown. But I think it speaks to our present time, and that good music and bad music is really just a matter of it's a two-way street. Actually, the performers are responsible for presenting that which we believe in to the best of our abilities. And the audience, I think it's incumbent upon them to really react and interact with the music just based on the evidence of their ears and their hearts. And so that's what makes good music. It's not a matter of genre prejudice or market pressure. It's really just being open to the experience.
And especially talking about being open to an experience, the way that it sounds for this Take Three performance, that'll be happening at the Crystal Theater April 7th, 2 p.m. Central Time, and then again April 9th at the LSSU Sisler Center in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. It sounds like it's going to be a showstopper performance with modern takes on pop songs and also blending classical together with that. Do you feel like that's the way to reach the audience going forward, or is this maybe an offshoot of one way that you can connect with the audience further?
I think it's really a matter of personal preference and personal passion. In other words, I don't think this is a direction per se, but I think it's an outgrowth of Lindsay's own, interaction with multi-genre musical experience. She spent a fair amount of time with Yanni, and so is very much tuned in, not to genre things per se, but performance and all the aspects that go into passionate performance and connection with an audience. And so she's brought that with Take Three into the, largely classical presenting situation. And so it goes both ways. It crosses over both ways, I think.
Mm-hmm. And now you said that Lindsay is an alum of From the Top. Is that how you initially were in contact to come together for this performance?
Yes, well, you know, she and I've been staying in touch with the alums of the show over the years. And so Lindsay was looking for somebody to do these dates, and I said, well, I'm available. So that's how we got together.
That's wonderful, and that's another great tenet of a great performer is that you're available, especially to come to an area such as the UP. And by the way, have you been to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan before?
Yes, I have. There's a university up there. I'm not sure if it's in Marquette or not, but I remember I lived in Cleveland for a while, and I went up and we did a recording of Paul Schoenfeld's cafe music with Carter Bray and violinist who I'm not remembering right now. But yeah, I was definitely on the Upper Peninsula, mm-hmm. and definitely a fairly long drive from my home at the time in Cleveland. But yeah, I've been there before.
Excellent. And this will be maybe a little bit of a better time of the year to come up to the UP. Things are finally starting to melt here. It's not quite Snowmageddon anymore. So this is a great opportunity, not only for the performers to come to this area, but for folks to come out to an opportunity to see these performers. Again, Take 3, which will be their performance April 7th at the Crystal Theater in Crystal Falls, Michigan.